This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
Everyone's texting in. This is what you should do. This is what you should have done. You know what? Unless you've been lying to your wife about being on steroids, you don't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Even if you did it before, there's new steroids now.
There are.
You still don't have a dog.
Matter of fact,
you still don't have a dog.
Man, I'm sitting here on the ropes and finally just the knockout.
Boom. You ain't supposed to be on them, obviously, but I had a buddy that did it for a couple months.
Yeah.
He looked great. None of the side effects. He wasn't mad or angry. He got a ton of trim.
Yeah, back pimples?
I don't think so.
Did his breast grow?
No, he had pecs. He was cut up.
See, that was the thing with the reduce the size of your testicles, alleged, and then also you develop ladies' breasts, you know? Mm. Which I don't understand, because that would be like, you're taking testosterone, but why are you showing the results of estrogen?
And you're messing with the hormones, and there'll be some overcompensation, or too much, then too little.
It's like people who take ADHD drugs and don't need them, and it messes them up physically. Yeah.
That's why you're not supposed to be on this stuff for long. A couple cycles.
What, steroids?
Right? Yeah.
A
couple months,
mass cycle,
maybe.
On and off.
Well, I wrote down, ask him about the cycles, but that really doesn't matter, and that'd open up a whole can of worms.
Yeah.
Because the on and off of that, I've heard that too. But also the further thing, talking about all the stuff, is you mentioned Triple H there in the break off the air, and I was like, you know, when he tore his quad that time, people always said that was one of the attributes of, or one of the side effects of it. It just, mm-hmm. it while it makes your muscles bigger, it makes everything around it more fragile.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Look, I'm no doctor.
He came back in January 2002, Monday Night Raw, Madison Square Garden.
You remember? He spit all over the place. It was a festive night. All right, so Bo, he's been with. Hold on, I wrote it down. I don't need you. He's been with his wife for 4 years. They do not have children. Made a point to say that. Interesting. He's been lying to her. She asked, are you on something? Because his physique has changed so much. He said you wouldn't recognize him. And he's also saying that their relationship's the best it's ever been. Their sex life is awesome. And like, I'll say it for him. I think he's worried that she's used to the new him. And if he goes back to the old him, she ain't going to like it no more.
Old him might not be good enough in his mind.
Mm. She might not like flabby him. He's ripped.
Well, I don't think you go from flabby to getting on steroids to getting ripped. Because he said he had a very strict diet. It's not like you take a steroid and just, you still got to put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get this physique.
Not like a cartoon. I see what
no,
you're saying.
It's not. All right, let's bring back Bo. Hey, Bo.
Hey.
You know what's crazy? It's like, you probably heard that, people making passing judgment. But also there's people out here say, man, D-ball's not what you start with. You sit there and they're like, you got to do this cycle and then go off forward. It's like, okay, we can't turn into a medical show here. Also,
we got some experts.
We do it with, by God, on everything.
And that's advice we'd get in trouble for giving you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. but you've been lying to her, and that's the big thing here. You also feel like it's bringing you down in a maybe not using the word depression, but it's a depression of your feelings. So by definition, it is a depression. Yeah. And that's okay to say. Agreed?
Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
Okay.
That's where I've been.
All right. So what we have to do, though, is she's at work, so we have to get her to the phone. So you're going to hear, we'll hear Fat Boy call and then ask so we don't get the business name.
Yeah.
And then they'll get her to the phone.
Okay.
So hopefully. Imagine she's in the bathroom. It's like, oh, here we go. We're never going to get to do this call. All right. I'm going to watch.
You can do it now?
Yeah. He's going to take his time now. He's like somebody who's
having a great time.
Gets to a red light and they think you've been riding their butt too close.
He's just gonna sit back.
He just sits back and drives real slow now.
You do that? I do that.
I don't do that.
What, when somebody's riding you, just slow down?
I'll brake check.
I'll slow down. I ain't trying to brake check because then they might hit me and then we might have to fight in the street. It's a whole mess and I just want to go home.
Brake checking's the best.
Oh, she said she was sending me to her.
Hello, this is Marianne.
Hey, baby, it's me.
Oh, well, hey. Good morning. Everything okay? Bo? Hey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Honey, what's wrong?
Don't hate me, but...
What happened? Bo, what the hell's wrong?
Yeah, I can't do it, you guys. I can't tell her. I can't do it.
Can't do what?
Miriam.
Hey.
Oh, gosh. Miriam, good morning.
Hi.
Is he still there, Bo?
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Miriam, okay, don't hang up.
Yeah.
We're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys. We're up here out of Greenville, South Carolina. Bo, what do you want me to say here, man? You said you can't do it. So what would you like us to do? I mean, do you still want to... Miriam, you're live on the radio. This is tough right now. Miriam, you're live on the radio. We called you at work because obviously your husband's on the phone. He wants to tell you something. But now he says he can't do it. So I don't know if... Bo, do you want us to tell her, or do you want to not do this?
You're doing this on the radio? I'm live?
Yes, so please don't cuss. Okay. Well, that's why we had Paige leave the room.
Well, she gets filthy.
She can't stop.
Yeah.
It's Tourette's.
Bad words.
I still need to do this. I still have to do this.
Babe?
This is really hard to talk about.
You want me to like walk it up and you can fill in the gaps? Or, I mean, I just want to help you and I don't want to have like just not have a thing.
Right, I get it. That would help me a lot.
Miriam, he has, I don't know the words you would choose. Miriam, I'll take it, here's what we'll say. Miriam, you've been asking him something and he's not been telling the truth and he wants to tell you the truth now. But let me set this up. He's not cheating on you, okay? Because I think that'd be your first thought.
Yeah, ain't there.
Okay. Over here. Yeah,
I know. I don't know how he would say this, but at the same time, I'm trying to push it along a little bit.
Like, I don't know if he is, but he's not calling about it.
No, he's not. That's not what it's about. I imagine that's where your first thought went. Miriam, you know the shape he's been in?
Yeah. All
right, go ahead. You got that.
Yeah. So.
You care about his health, do you not, Miriam?
Of course. Is he okay? Bo, are you okay? Are you sick?
All right, Bo.
Well, you know, I've been not sleeping. I've been a little cranky. You know, I've been a little snappish now and again. And you know, my back's been kind of messed up. You see, I've got kind of rashy breakout stuff on my back. And I just want to say I'm so sorry for lying to you. And
you got
to
tell her what
really
you're talking about,
dude.
Doesn't
change anything.
What do you mean? Just tell me what's going on. Just tell me what it is.
Well, yeah. Look, I mean, you see what kind of shape I've been in, right? I mean, you see...
The juice?
The fitness and...
No, juice.
I mean, Oh. See, the thing is, it's that's probably going to be going away. I won't be looking like that anymore.
Like, you know, juice means steroids, by the way.
Yeah, I'm just getting that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're just doing this on the radio, babe. I am a little lost on what is going on. I mean, are you, your health okay? Why you had to have somebody else live?
He's been putting it off, telling you, and he wanted, matter of fact, you want to hear a fun inside info? This was supposed to happen Tuesday, and he decided at the last minute he didn't want to do it, which is cool. But at the same time, he said that he's been wanting it. He's been putting it off forever, and he hates lying to you. He called you his best friend, his angel. He loves you so much, and he's just, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Bo. I mean, she could likely go back and listen to what you said in the first segment. It wasn't anything bad, but I feel like you worry she's used to the new you and maybe won't be cool.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
With the previous version?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
so you're telling everyone live on the radio that I'm going to leave you.
He just
right? didn't say that. He just worried about it.
He didn't say that.
Wait, no, that's not it. I mean, it's just that it's going to be hard physically because I'm going to be changing a lot. I mean, I'm going to be dropping weight in different places, gaining weight in others. I mean, I'm going to change a lot here. And the thing is, the other thing about it is the mood swings, the snappy, the, all that kind of thing.
You're still taking them. You're still on it, right?
Yeah, I'm still on them, but you can't because you can't stop in the middle. You know, you gotta ramp down from that stuff. So it's, yeah, I can't just stop.
Okay, but look, honey, I don't understand why you're doing this live. I have work to do. And the boys around here are going to be figuring this out when I'm on the phone. And you're sitting here telling the whole world and the Rise guys. And you said our name, Bo.
You remember it all.
Babe, I love you. I love you. I do. I love you better or worse. And I can't say much worse. I mean, I'm sure it'd be worse, but just saying.
Yeah.
I have to get off the phone before the guys come here from the warehouse. I'll call you at lunch, Bo.
All right, baby. All right. That's totally fine. Baby, I love you. I love you, baby.
I love you, too. I love you, too. Yeah. I do love you, too. And Rise Guy, are you there?
Yes, Miriam.
We're here.
Tickle it.
Hey, very nice.
Oh, she hung
we
up.
We have brand awareness.
Huh. She hung up.
Somewhat. Oh, she did?
He's here, but she hung up.
Bo, is she cool, or is that the put-ons because we're on the radio?
I don't know, man.
Zord. You cried.
You think she's more mad? She's more pissed than she sounds. I mean, than she's letting on. I mean, she kind of had a control there, but I don't know. You think she's mad? Really mad?
I think she wants you healthy.
She should
know
too.
I didn't get the impression she's real mad about. She was more, you know, seemed more upset about the way you did it than the fact that you said it.
But also, and I didn't know this, nor did we ask you, but like you're still on them now. So
yeah, I mean, like I said, you can't just you gotta taper it off and ramp it down, or you can have worse side effects. That's all, you know.
Okay. Well, she's gonna call you at lunchtime, so don't think the worst. I mean, I don't know her. You do. I mean, you know, it's like when you're out in public, you have an argument, and they keep looking at you while they talk, and they shake their head like, "Yes, you better agree with me. We're in public."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, I think you're good because she mentioned the thing about the show at the end. So I think you'll be okay. But stop doing them, and you know, if you want to, and get everything right. She sounds like she loves you, though. You'll be good. I hope
so. All right.
All right, Bo.
Thank you.
Merry
thank
Christmas,
you
Bo.
Don't sit down too
Merry
fast.
Christmas. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
As long as you got email.
Man, don't you hope when you see videos of a local rally anywhere that it's one that the cops are at and they start slinging people everywhere because they always get that on the tape?
Well, usually they show, they won't show that one on the news, only if it's a live thing, and then they'll like, cut away.
Cop just grabs you by the ears and just by the muffs and just rolls you around.
I mean, that stuff is like set up, not set up, but it's orchestrated.
Yeah.
This whole year, I could do you a proverbial calendar, almost literally, of what to expect. Here's what's to come. There's going to be talk of civil unrest. There's going to be talk of racial equality, followed by sexual equality, followed by my body, my choice.
Yeah.
Followed by, we don't need no man.
That's a lot, though,
but
for
that's,
1 year.
That's, man, go look at the trends. Every about 4 years, you get kind of get the same little dun, 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 dun. And then these little bitty things that normally don't bother Joe Sixpack suddenly bother him. And they really down deep don't bother him. But I'll give you a good example. I despise Facebook. I like Instagram. It's a picture book, but I have to, I'm just honest with you. I have to be on there. I don't want to be. I have to be. Work stuff. And but when you go through and you see the reels, every one of them is public fighting.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And I understand you can watch them and laugh and stuff, but part of it stays with you a little bit. It stays with you a little bit. And I don't know if that's good or bad.
Especially when there's that many. It's not like bum fights back in the day. You could pull the tape out and be done with it.
Which the fact that, you know, that's one thing I can say that progression's kind of helped is that we don't allow that anymore or pay for it.
How is that ever a thing, man?
Bum fights.
It was a whole
terrible.
It was a whole series, Paige. If you bought Girls Gone Wild, you usually got bum fights.
Is that what that's the throw-in?
And the sad part is that that was the better of the two DVDs.
Certain kind of wrestling.
No, it's just they get a bunch of hobos to fight each other in the street.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
They pay them.
Poor guys.
At least the winner got to eat.
Well, there is a silver lining to that. They should have fed them both.
We got a surprise
for
you.
Like the dogs in those McLaughlin videos. It's like, give them some food after you or before you. They won't shiver as much then.
That's weird.
All right. Let's get to the sack. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. We'll start off with the one that I teased, the subject line. Subject line to me is always very important. Is my weird O face off-putting?
I got a question about this. This is good.
Rise, guys. My boyfriend says I look ridiculous when I have... All right, Bob. Yeah, kids, parents, whatever. Make your decision. My boyfriend says I look ridiculous when I have an orgasm. And don't you dare take that out of context like you did Paige earlier.
Yeah, boys.
He laughs at me. He says that I look like a donkey. He snapped a picture of me, too. And it's included here. Fat Boy's seen it. Paige, check your forwards. Check your email. I just forwarded it to you. I think that's a photo that you took to show. I don't think in the midst of it, he knew you were panting and about to and grabbed his phone. I think it's a reimagination. But regardless, be honest. I have always been worried about the face I make when I am orgasming. Never said that in my life.
Sounds worse.
Ever since I was younger, I have a problem. I can't control what my face does. The faces of women in the porn movies are so serene, sexy, and sensual. Name three words to describe Matt Man. It gets filthy, but not by my standards. When I take care of myself, I open my mouth wide and scrunch my eyes and my forehead up, and I moan loudly, almost like a jackass. I'm so ashamed of this. I always find it difficult to orgasm in front of partners purely because I'm ashamed of how I look, and I start thinking about it, and it messes me up. I don't want to look ugly to anyone. Can you guys help me? Paige? Have any other women, let's say this is two different sentences. Can anyone help me? ? Paige? ? New sentence. Have any other women you've been with looked similar to me? Would this freak you out in bed? Is it off-putting? Should I work on altering my expression so I can more pleasingly? What do guys do to not look foolish? Please answer honestly. I appreciate you. Thank you. P1 Passion Fruit. I've never thought about that before. Although I've had a situation where this was meant as a compliment, and I didn't take it as that. I said, "Wow, you look like you wanted to kill me."
Oh gosh, that would be scary.
I was like, "God, I'm sorry." She's like, "No, that was good." I'm like, "Cause it's not a pleasant face. It's like,
yeah,
it's like, it's not a, you know, I've not seen it, but I can imagine what it looks like.
You answered my question, which was going to be, does she make this face when she's by herself? But I mean, it's like what happens, I guess. It's just,
I have never thought of it.
I don't
how I look when I'm doing it.
I look like Jack from The Shining, followed by The Undertaker with my eyes.
I thought you sat straight up. And
but
no, it's the opposite.
From her picture, she's got her teeth going and her eyes are squinty.
Good
and
Lord, Paige.
I'm not picking on her, but that is a strange look. And if she's loud and she sounds like,
she does look like, it's funny you say that. She looks like the granddaughter of the Hee-Haw mascot.
Oh, God.
Sans the straw hat.
You sound like the guy from Godfather 3 doing the donkey noise.
I mean, no one knows you unless you filmed it. And even then, it would have to be that somebody would have to be wearing like a GoPro or the point of view things. But then again, are you going to be authentic knowing the camera's there?
No.
That's what she says is messing her up.
And it's not going to stop him from, you know, like, it's not going to distract him, right? He might just kind of look at it like,
I don't know. Fatboy says the secret is to, he puts his face down in the pillow.
Let's say.
Please, I want to hear what you have to say.
Let's say maybe he sees that face when it's going on, and he's like, I have to, you know, do something a little extra here to kind of see if we can change that face to something else.
Or maybe not do it quite as, you know, intense, perhaps.
I think the face is not as bad as the noise. What if the noise was off-putting?
Do we have any donkey sound?
Yeah, what if the noise was the donkey and not the look?
I don't know.
And if it's too loud, I mean, that's, I'm like, at a certain point, you're like, come on.
Is there a porn like that, Fat Boy?
A donkey porn?
Oh, man. Good Lord, Paige, they have their own show.
I'm not saying that. I want it like donkey face porn. That make that.
I don't know if that's a genre, donkey face porn. It might be.
Donkey face porn. Well, I mean, back in the 90s, your donkey was your big butt.
I got to research, Mark, just so you know.
We're not too proud to beg. That donkey butt and big old legs.
I have never thought of it or how I look or be worried about it. You know, I always thought that, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're,
Jesus, man.
But at the same time, and you tell me, you can call or, I mean, we're doing emails right now, but you can text. And then for those of you in the room, is there nothing sexier than at that moment, you just looking at each other dead in the eye? If you got your eyes closed, I think you're thinking of somebody else. I know. It's
what if it's
very,
just one eye closed?
I think they're part of the Illuminati. I wouldn't like that.
Creepy.
There is a whole genre of just the face. So Paige is kind of onto something there.
Really?
Yeah, like some of these faces are really make that woman look, put her to shame. Some of these are weird, man.
Some of them look like that emoji where you're giving the wink with the tongue out on the side thing.
Yeah. Like old stroke emoji.
It's like if you were being tased in slow motion, what it would look like. But I asked somebody recently, I was like, what would it be like in a super churchy home? Let's say it's a pastor and his wife. And not that we give them any more or whatever, but what are they saying? Like, how are they... There ain't no way to have.
Oh, pillow. My. Oh,
oh goodness.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, that's great right there, you know?
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, right there. Right there in my vagina.
This girl looks like, you know. This girl looks like she's trying not to, you know, poop herself. And her nostrils are all big now.
Dude, have you ever seen the Instagram account where they take a real porno scene and they cut out the nudity? So let's let's say if she's like this,
yeah,
they would just cut right here, and you just see from here up a woman going.
I gotta see that.
And it's like, it's so sexual, but you see no nudity. I know.
Oh my god,
it's so weird, just man.
Just being all weird, gyrating around. For yeah.
Okay.
I thought of that. Oh,
you might have to.
What a great email.
You might have to take a break on that one.
Something that most people have never thought about, and now next time you do, you're going to think about it. Take a picture and send it to us, theriseguys@AOL.com.
They're going to be, self-conscious about
it. But don't
it
put
now.
Your face in it to keep anonymity.
Oh, my God.
God, this girl looks like what you were describing. Look, like you can't see her eyes. They're gone. Yeah.
It's like look, this is how you know you're doing it right, is if is if she looks like you need to call an exorcist. Oh, or her eyes are fluttering like butterfly damn wings.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's the once a month all advice show. 1-800-774-0093. That is how you can get on. I know we've got several people that they didn't pre-email. They emailed about being on the show.
Oh, yeah. I had to turn the email back on. Get them going. I
had to turn it back on. As always, though, we will start with the All Advice Show with an anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, wow. Nice speaking voice. Yeah. I can,
That's some big ones.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Good.
So
you need some advice?
I need some dating advice, actually.
Oh, brother. I'll pop over to the bathroom during this one.
Go
ahead.
I'm in my early 60s, and I've been divorced for about 5 years. My kids, they're all in their 30s. And I've been dating younger women, and people haven't said anything about the women I bring around, but they look at me weird. And
how young are they? I have to ask, and you might get hung up on here in a second.
The women are in their 30s.
Okay.
This is like 20, 19.
30s, 60s. Okay. All right.
Well, and a friend of mine just came up to me, this basically just said, you can't date anybody younger than 50. And I'm like, 50? So, and I like that. Right? I like dating younger women. I like younger women. I like dating younger women. Now, the problem is I'm having trouble getting younger women to date me.
Oh.
So.
What's the big, I'm asking this with, an obvious answer in mind, but tell me if I'm wrong. What is the big attraction to a woman half your age?
Well, they look better. And
okay. That's what it gets down to.
And they're more impressionable when with what you say. So it's
they're less impressionable on some other things too.
Well, that's true too. So, I just have a young woman vibe about me, and
you should get back to her.
Right.
I mean, am I too old to date women half my age?
At whose discretion is this, though?
The general rule of thumb on this is something I saw back on Twitter before it became X. And I learned it from there, and I looked into it down a whole rabbit hole about this.
Ruler.
But the general rule of thumb, even for the more progressive, some would say woke crowd, is half your age plus 7.
Okay, so you said you're in your 60s. You don't want to give an exact number because you're anonymous. But let's...
Yeah, okay.
Or if you were 62, it'd be 38 would be the basement for this.
38.
It just as a general rule of thumb according to society's made-up standards.
Stuff magazine?
A made-up standard.
It was made up societal standard, yeah.
It's still pretty young.
Well, I like, you know, early 30s, late 20s.
Well, look, now we're going back a full decade. By the end of this call, we might have to call the authorities.
No, never that young.
Never that young.
You can't help him study for the learner's permit no more. The book's changed a lot since you did yours.
You know what the biggest thing, though, and Fabwayer 9 a minute ago said it, but it's, and I've found this, is the conversation. Like, is, you'll reference things they will not have ever known. You know, especially nowadays where everything's so disposable, yeah. It seems.
Can't expect a woman in her 20s to know Dobie Gillis.
Or that circle on your arm that's like a measles shot.
Or when I reference the spot on Dusty Rhodes' tummy.
Yeah.
Like, things like that.
Are you in good shape?
Yes.
Or do you have
him?
Or do you have old
man? I am in good shape. Okay. I have all my hair and all my teeth.
Show off. Are you?
I wouldn't say that I look 62. No, I would say that.
I'm a stereotype here, and this is a compliment. I was about to say, are you financially good? Yes, you are. I can tell by your voice.
I am.
Yeah. You used to be in sales, or still are.
Well, I'm semi-retired right now.
Yeah.
But you basically called it. Yes, I was and kind of still am in sales. Yeah.
I can tell you do that. You make a lot of phone calls, do a lot of business things. You remind me of a certain guy I know. Went down to Florida now. Miss him.
What do you think he smells like, Matt? Man, you think he smells good?
I don't want to go in that route, Jim.
Young women do smell good, too. Yes, that's another thing.
Yeah, young women. So your friends that you know, have brought this on your radar. This is
A friend, just one.
Okay,
just one.
So how long has he been married?
He's been married for like 25 years.
Wow.
Bingo.
You think the guy's...
He hates his wife.
Covetous?
No, he not hate his wife, but he's just like, he's covetous of the freedom.
No, they otherwise they have a happy marriage. You know, they're happy with, it's just, I don't know. I mean, am I too old to be dating anyway? I mean, should I just hang it up? I don't know. Too old to be single? I don't know.
Do you take boner pills?
When I have to.
I wasn't talking to you, sir. It was a personal moment between Fat Boy and I. Fat Boy?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
yeah. Everybody in the room said, yeah.
I'll take Laura Lynn version.
I mean, we always, you know, Nine and I had this conversation a while back, and that's, we always, or not always, and when I say we, it's just a lot of people. They want what they don't have. So, you know, I said, at Christmas, I'm seeing all my cousins there and everybody who has been in the same relationship for 20 plus years. Got the, you know, I mean, it's never like, I wonder who so and so is going to show up with, you know, or blah, blah, blah. And then there I come bouncing in. And I'm thinking, like, I might be the reason we don't take group pictures anymore. We don't take them anymore, and I'm starting to think I'm the reason.
Yeah.
I mean.
You might be. Somebody always is the reason.
This guy can date whoever he wants. And what it comes down to is if it gets to the point where the other person wants a commitment. And with younger women, most often they want children.
Oh yeah. What would you do? What would you do? You've had your, you know.
Oh, yeah. Can you have kids?
That's question.
It don't seem like he's looking for anything serious here either.
Well, not at the moment. Like, yeah, I just want to, I just want to enjoy. I don't have one foot in the grave, but you know, enjoy the time that I have here.
Yeah.
But it's just like, maybe I should just date, you know, women who are around my age range, but. Cause,
why
cause
though?
Well, it's getting harder and harder to attract women of my age range, so to speak. Even with my hair and my money.
If he's gonna,
but I mean, the age range you're describing, some of these women will have dads that are like 10 years younger than you, and that is going to be weird for them.
And some girls like old guys. I mean, I
Lord
was
willing
dating older men back in the day.
Yeah,
how because old? I didn't really want anybody. Seriously.
Were you lovers with Charlton Heston?
No, Matt, man, but, okay. You know.
Well, the point you just made, I'm sure some of the women I've dated have no idea who Charlton Heston is.
No,
you don't even have membership cards.
Yeah. If you're gonna do the half age dating, it's gonna be now. Like, you can't do it in the future.
Well, you know, that's actually a good point. Yeah,
he's gonna be like De Niro having kids when he's 80.
And when you go out with older guys, you expect the older guy to pay because you expect him to be old fashioned. So is it that way?
God, I mean, that's I.
Well, I mean, and I don't mind doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Me. There's your answer.
There's your answer. You should always pay. This is only the only reason this came on your radar is because the one friend. Otherwise, that's where you're most.
Well, like I said, other people have been giving me looks out of the side of their eyes. Because nobody. He's the only one who said anything. But sometimes I get a feeling that when I, you know, when I do bring a younger woman around friends, I get side looks and stuff like that.
That's because they're like trying to look at her legs and stuff without their wife seeing them. That's the corner of their eye look. Mm-hmm.
You got any pictures, man?
As long as you, like, at the end of the day, you cannot live your life for anybody else. And if you happy, then, you know.
Yeah.
Hell with them.
It's about whatever makes you uncomfortable.
As long as your kids don't care about you bringing them around older girls than your daughter, then that's
fine. I'm perfectly fine, you know, like I said, dating women in their early 30s. I'm fine with it, but I'm just like, maybe I'm fooling myself. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's a way of putting it.
Are your kids good with it? Like, if you're dating women younger than them, they good with it?
I haven't brought any women I've dated around my kids yet.
Oh, you do have kids. I thought you said you had kids.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I have a son and a daughter, and they're both in their 30s.
Oh. Well, hell, just go ask your daughter to hook you up with some friends of hers.
That'll go well. We'll see you on TNC in a month.
Yeah. You'll get your own show on TLC, too, maybe. All right. Goodbye. Have a good morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick-ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.